Thank you, Susan. Missing school buses and missing teachers. The return to school has been marked by classroom disruption this year as a result of the ongoing teacher shortage, with hundreds of unfilled vacancies at both primary and secondary level, while the school bus service has been hit by a shortage of drivers this autumn, leaving many families to make their own transport arrangements. We'll be speaking to the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, in just a moment. But first, here's Aaron Daly, father of 16-year-old Sophia, who requires special transport to the Enable Ireland school at Sandymount in Dublin, where she attends. Last week, the family was told Sophia's bus service was being cancelled.
We were a little bit surprised, but we thought we have a confirmation letter here. So we contacted the school, who have been very good through this, in Enable Ireland and Sandymount. And they came back on the Tuesday. They say, yes, the driver's right that your route has been cancelled, the bus Aaron can't fulfill that route, and you're going to have to make your own way to school.
How many students are affected by this?
30% of the 41 or 2 or 4 students in Enable Ireland are affected by this decision. And yes, it's massive, because we've been trying to gather figures for the last few days or for the last week, and the figures we're getting is that there's 1% of mainstream school kids that have been left without transport. And here's a special needs school with children with high additional needs, medication, SNAs, and 30% of them have been left to make their own way.
How are they getting to school at the moment?
We have been driving in our vehicle, and typical enough, the air conditioning has gone on it, so it is a miserable run in this weather. But that aside, we're lucky enough that we have a vehicle there and we have the flexibility that one of us can drop our responsibilities and go on twice a day to Sandymount. Other parents are struggling a little bit more to find that time and get their own kid in and out. And I believe that one of the children or one of the families are using a taxi and have had the source in SNA as well. So as parents of children with special needs, we are constantly fighting for basics. We're constantly begging for just the basics. And we're constantly being let down by this government. We contacted Bus Éireann, and then we've been left. No statements, no phone calls, no can we help you out? It's sort yourself out.
What's the effect on Sophia, your 16-year-old daughter?
Look, the summer's long for Sophia. Our kids love routine. They love school. Yesterday, when I picked her up, Sophia's non-verbal, but she understands everything. Sophia was in tears leaving school yesterday because she wasn't going on the bus.
Aaron Daly speaking there to Carol Coleman. We're joined now by the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
How can this kind of situation arise? Very vulnerable children and their families left with no school transport and really no indication of when it's going to be reinstated.
Well, at the outset, I do want to acknowledge, and I don't for one minute underestimate and we've heard it very clearly there from Mr. Daly, the frustration and the stress and indeed the pressure that's been placed on families. And I really, really do regret that. But I want to be very clear in relation to one or two points. In the first instance, no routes have been cancelled. What has occurred is that tickets were issued in good faith. Bus Éireann have responsibility in this area on behalf of the Department of Education. Tickets were issued, the routes were contracted, and then at the last minute, in some instances the night before, the day before, bus contractors who were contracted for the service handed back their contracts. And that has led to enormous stress and enormous pressure on families like the Daly family and others.
But so what are you doing to try to sort this out and get the service reinstated?
And the services in many instances.
Oh, I think we've lost our link to Norma Foley there.
And Bus Éireann are working, and Bus Éireann, and I will acknowledge this, are working, assiduously to ensure in some instances the contractors were not in a position to, even though they had accepted the contract, they handed back the contract and they had said they were not in a position to get sufficient bus drivers, or there was an issue with buses itself. In many instances, as I've said, solutions have been found. Bus Éireann are continuing to work to ensure that solutions will be found and all routes will be reinstated. And in the interim,
when will Sophia and her classmates have a service restored?
And again, I'm saying to you, and in the interim, grant funding is being made available to families who are not availing of the bus service because the bus contractor has withdrawn his contract. What I'm saying to you is that night and day, work has been put in place to attract more bus drivers, to support the contractors. Uplifts were given in terms of fuel in the last while to support bus contractors. So everything that can be done has been done. And I know that that is no consolation. Mm. And if I were Mr. Daly, I would be equally as aggrieved and equally as frustrated. I absolutely understand that. But I'm saying to you, the difficulties that Bus Éireann are facing presently, I would just have to say in the context of it, in terms of recruitment of staff, we see it right across. We're at full employment. We see similar difficulties in retail, in healthcare, in hospitality. Yeah. And in good faith, these contracts were given to subcontractors.
But it's hit in the case,
at last minute.
Aran Daly says that in the case of the students and those attending the Enable Ireland schools, this is affecting 30%, a third of those young people.
Well, again, I would have to say to you, look, and we would never want it to be a situation as it is currently. And I would have to say to you, in the broader context, we have never had as many students on school transport as we do in this school season. We've more than 133,000 tickets issued and children in place and young people availing of it. Mm. We have absolutely hit a difficulty at a last minute where the contractors have withdrawn their services. Okay. And I regret that situation, but I am saying that every effort is being made. And in the interim, grants are being made available to people. And we will continue to work through the issues to find a resolution here.
Earlier this year, Minister, you announced a series of measures to try to address the teacher shortage in our classrooms, which has been evident now for quite some time. It seems on the evidence of what schools are saying now in the opening weeks of the school year that these measures aren't really working, are they?
Well, I think, again, I would say I recognise there are challenges for many schools, not all schools. There are pinch points in some parts of the country, most notably in Dublin. I will acknowledge that. But we've not been standing still either in the Department of Education. You've referenced, initiatives that we have brought in. So, for example, we have now a 22% increase on teachers who are registered with the Teaching Council. We have this summer more than 3,500 newly qualified teachers have registered with the Teaching Council. We have in the last number of years never had as many teachers in the system as we have now. 4,500 additional teachers at primary and similar at post-primary. So we've also ensured, and I want to acknowledge the work of the HEIs in this respect. I've met with them. Mm. We have 3,000 additional student teachers making themselves available. But notwithstanding that, there are pinch points. We are continuing to work with schools.
What is the picture then in relation to vacancies in terms of measuring the impact of some of these initiatives?
Well, again, as I say, that in many of our schools are operating as they should operate. Mm. But there are instances, and I fully accept it, where schools are challenged. So we have encouraged them, for example, to become involved in teacher share schemes. We have extended the hours that, should they so wish, that post-primary would work.
Right.
We are looking at every possible mechanism.
Sorry to cut across you. You don't collate the data on teacher vacancies, so you've no idea the extent to which any of this is effective.
Well, we will have a clearer picture. All schools and those in the education sector would appreciate that the fuller picture for schools are available when the October returns are made to a school, because in the opening few weeks of a school, it can be quite fluid in terms of, situations for students when they might arrive and when they might not arrive, or students who had indicated that they would arrive to a school and maybe did not arrive to a school. So the October returns are the fullest picture that we have available to ourselves in terms of the needs of a school, the number of students that are in a school, and the staff demands.
Well, perhaps we'll have you back when those figures are published. Just before I let you go, Minister, our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has been reporting this week about the suspension of a principal at a post-primary school amid allegations of the emotional and physical abuse of students over several years. Now, this is a school that's under the patronage of the your own department, the Education and Training Board. How concerned are you by this situation?
Look, Brian, in the first instance, I would have to say to you that this is a live investigation, and it wouldn't be appropriate for me as minister to make a comment on a live investigation or indeed on an individual school. But what I will say in the round, and I want to be very clear about this in its fullest sense, we have in our schools very, very robust child protection procedures. They are inspected by our inspectorate. All our staff within our schools are mandated persons. There are very clear lines of procedure in terms of where an issue or concern around any issue within a school as regards child protection. There's the mandated person, everybody is mandated, and then there's also the designated person to whom the concerns can be raised.
And in this case, the Department of Education did inspect the school a number of years ago. We understand a highly critical report was published in relation to the school's leadership, but doesn't appear to have been acted on.
Again, I have to say to you, Brian, and I have to be very careful here in terms of a live investigation and due process being afforded to everybody involved here. So I will not comment on an individual case. What I will say to you, though, obviously we do have inspectorate reports for all of our schools. There are school evaluations and they are acted upon, and where there are any issues of any nature raised within a school, they are followed through by the inspectorate and by the department.
Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thanks for talking to us on the programme.